Good evening, everyone. I call the October 2nd, 2023 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll. Here. Here.
Here.
Here.
Here.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask our Sergeant of Arms, Paul Wells, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the
Thank you very much, Sergeant. We are now on general communications. This is the announcement of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I have a couple. First up, we're on the final phases of the playground here in Appanag. The mayor and I were talking with the planners for this, and we're hoping Wednesday or Thursday they will finally be able to open up. We still need to put some signage out there and lines on the basketball court, but we are almost there, and that'll be a great time. So I'll keep everyone posted on when that playground is officially open. And also want to invite everyone to Winterfest, which will be on December 9th. From 9 to 3, we're going to have a holiday parade at 10 a.m. here in Appanag. So there's going to be food trucks, live music, face painting, horse-drawn carriage rides. It's going to be a very exciting event. So that's going to take place on December 9th here in Appanag. Are there any other members of the council that have anything under general communications? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to the executive communications. There are none. A is the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on September 18th, 2023. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Number one is the announcement of appointments. There are none. Number two is appointments requiring confirmation. There are none. Number three is the consent calendar, PCR 105-23, a resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. PCR 105-23, bid 2024-222, bid 2024-179, 2024-176, 2024-175, 2024-187, and 2024-187. That concludes the bid package, Mr.
Great.
President.
Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to number two is PCR 106-23, resolution relative to claims, committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action. One claim in the amount of $1,644.48 for Verizon.
And second by Councilman McElroy, Councilman Ricks, and Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on PCR 106-23 that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay, hearing none. Both have been moved and seconded, so the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the consent calendar. Yes.
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 Thank you. I believe one item has been removed from the consent calendar. Committee report, finance.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2024-210 UCMR 5 testing is now PCR 108-23. Recommendation of committee was favorable action.
Favorable action with an amendment?
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, if we could say the amendment, we'll get a second, and then we'll discuss.
Yes, Mr. President. Move favorable action on PCR 108-23. As to increase the item, the overall from 10,000, add to increase it by $2,000 to $12,000 as amended.
Okay. Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment, raising it from $10,000 to $12,000. Yes.
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 Thank you. And Councilman Howe, would you like to
move as that? Amended, PCR 108-23, sir.
Okay. And second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended. Yes.
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 Thank you. Next up is unfinished business. Number one is PCO 19-23. This is for second passage, committee report, ordinance. For action, Councilman Sinapi. Second by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the ordinance committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action for second passage. Yes.
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 Thank you. Second passage. Number two is PCR 92-23, committee report, public safety.
The committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action. I would just like to state that when this first came to us, it was recommended to be paid by the police department, the colonel. The only question we had was who owned the phone. We asked for an affidavit. We received the affidavit. Therefore, as the chair, I made the motion for favorable action, siding with the chief.
Okay. And do we have a second to his? We have a second from Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments? Councilman Ricks.
Yes. So as I raised in committee, there are questions here as to the affidavit. So there are one of two possibilities here. Either the person did not use the insurance plan that they were paying for during the period in question, and which they are asking us, the taxpayers of the city of Warwick, to pay for an insurance plan to cover damage or loss of this phone, or the affidavit was signed falsely. So it makes no sense to me that a person would pay for an insurance plan and not use that insurance plan when the phone is lost. It also doesn't make sense to me that we would go ahead and pay full price for a phone that has aged and had been used for well over a year and obviously had diminished value as a result of being used for over a year, and also not take advantage of that insurance plan that we are being asked to pay for. So I think that there are questions here that need to be resolved. I'll also say that obviously justice is blind. I think that the city council should look at this claim the same as any other claim. And with that said, credibility is always relevant. One can take a look at how the underlying situation was resolved. It's a matter of public record. So I am not comfortable paying out full price as if a phone was brand new when it wasn't brand new. I'm also not comfortable paying out, treating Warwick as the first in line to be paying on this when it appears from the documents that were submitted as part of the packet on this claim that there was an insurance policy in place that appears to cover exactly this. So for those reasons, I would intend to vote no if this matter is heard at this time. Otherwise, I would certainly be amenable to continuing this for whatever period of time is necessary to gain that additional information and look into whether an insurance claim has actually been filed or not, and encourage the claimant to file that insurance claim so that the insurer, so that the claimant may be made whole. And then if the claimant is not made whole by that insurance policy, then of course Warwick should be covering the appropriate difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Sinapi.
So I'm just looking at this like it's a any other kind of claim. In the affidavit, they said they're not going to seek compensation elsewise. And just like with other claims, we hold that that's enough. And even in those other claims, when they almost always already have insurance because they're required by law for their vehicle, we treat it as long as they say on the affidavit that they're not going to seek the compensation elsewise, that that's enough. And even with the phone plans nowadays, they often do have a deductible, just like with the car insurance. So I wouldn't really blame the person if they chose not to utilize it despite paying for it. So again, just like with the car claims, you got to take them for their word. Well, I suppose you don't have to, but I'm going to. So I'm ready to vote favorable action.
If I may.
Hold on, I believe Councilman Howe, did you want to speak?
I did, and actually I have to, I think with the unique situation, I completely agree with the Councilman Sinapi. However, with the unique situation of how this all arised, I would tend to lean towards what Councilman Ricks is saying, and to the committee, I do apologize. I was discussing other issues on the Finance Committee, and I missed the dialogue, but I would have to agree with what Councilman Ricks is saying due to the situation, the unique situation of this case. Thank you.
Thank you. I would further add that it appears to me that one could have bought this phone at face value, MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price, at the time that the phone was released, I believe, for less than what the claimant is seeking for here. What the claimant is seeking for here is a calculation based on also having that phone plan and having that insurance policy packaged all together. So it really would be a situation where we are paying for an insurance policy that the claimant is not choosing to utilize. I would also distinguish this from a situation with automobiles, because with a vehicle, an auto policy deductible, we'll often see deductibles of $500, $1,000, relatively high, especially compared to, say, typical pothole damage claims or the like, where we are capped at $300. So naturally, I would agree with Councilman Sinapi on all of those cases that, okay, it doesn't make sense for us to require the claimant to put that claim in with the auto insurance company because, yeah, their deductible is going to be higher and that's going to do them no good, do us no good. But here, this is specifically a insurance policy for a phone, circumstances of a lost phone. And if there is a deductible, then For starters, we don't know what that deductible is because we haven't been presented with that information. But if there is a deductible, I would not be opposed to us paying for that deductible. I would also be happy to entertain a theory as to, okay, maybe the claimant isn't being made whole with the deductible alone. I'm not saying that I'm opposed to paying out a higher amount than just the amount of the deductible on this, but we really should know, what is the deductible? Did the claimant go ahead and put the claim in with the for the phone? And for that matter, just because someone signs an affidavit that they did not, in a situation where it simply does not make sense, why wouldn't someone go ahead and use that insurance policy specifically for that phone? Then I have a serious concern, especially given the underlying circumstances of the matter, that someone may be double dipping here. I don't want the city of Warwick to be paying somebody to get a windfall of more than the device is actually worth, especially if there is that possibility that the person in fact received the reimbursement under their insurance policy. That's all. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from any individuals who haven't had a chance to speak yet? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President and the solicitor, if you don't mind, to go with what Councilman Rick said, and again, I want to preface this by saying I do apologize to the committee because the committee did their work, they did their research, but I think that what the councilman has brought up is valid. How would we go about if it was within this body that there would be at this point to hold to get the information that Councilman Ricks asked for?
Well, we currently have a motion of favorable action before us, so either we continue on that path or a superior motion would need to be made or withdrawal of that would need to be done in order to procedurally follow accordingly.
Thank you, Solicitor.
What do you think?
Is that what you'd like to do? I would mention that I believe this is the third time this has been held, though. So the committee has taken this up a couple of times. So just
Ms. President, may I? Thank you. I wholeheartedly agree. And the committee did their work. But I think, and as I said, and this is a situation near and dear to me, this is something where I truly have to, you know, I see no issue in what the councilman said of verifying that the insurance, if there is a plan on the phone's age, and I understand the responsibility that this, because I made my own phone call on this situation. But I think that with the uniqueness of the insurance that is purchased on the phones and the uniqueness of the situation, I would not have opposition of just continuing it to get the information so that we can have everything covered. So that's, I understand, I wholeheartedly agree with you, Mr. President. I think I would feel much better, as well as representing my law-abiding constituents and the taxpayers of the city by following through on this.
Do you have a motion?
Would I make a motion? Okay, because there is currently a motion.
There is a motion of favorable action that's been moved and seconded before us. Pursuant to the rules, a motion to postpone to a certain time would be a superior motion. So if you wanted to hold it to the next meeting, for example, that would be something that could be offered, but you need a second and then proceed from there.
Mr. President, I would like to make that motion, but I see my colleagues' hands up, so I'll hold off on that motion if you don't mind, sir.
And sure. I would like to give Chairman Foley an opportunity. You. Chairman Foley.
I have a number of issues here again. 3 years as chairman of the claims committee, I'm sorry, public safety committee, which handles claims. The first is, this is like you said, third time we've held it. The first time the question we had was who owned the phone. We reached out to the claimant and asked for an affidavit. We finally got that. Now we have new questions. My first thing is, if this was DPW or Water Department who had another claim in front of us earlier, I might see the reason. This is the police department. What we're alleging is that the claimant might be engaging in fraud. Well, who would investigate that? Our police department, who has already made a recommendation on this claim. That's A. That's one issue. Second issue, we hold it. Who reaches out to the claimant for this extra information? Who investigates this further? It's not the committee's job. I know it gets thrown back at our clerk, who has other duties for herself. Do we throw it back to the police department and ask them to reinvestigate a claim that they already investigated? Those are my concerns. As the chair of the Public Safety Committee, having heard this claim for a second time, holding it would be for the third time. I do not, will not support a vote to hold.
Any other questions? All right, Councilman, you spoke three times on this, so if you're going to make a motion, this is the time. If not, we have a motion before us.
Of course, I'll be very brief. So I did raise these same concerns at the time of the initial hearing. I don't know exactly why they weren't resolved between then and now, but these are not new concerns. I would also point out that as to the underlying matter, it appears that that was resolved, and it is a matter of public record. Anyone can look it up. It was resolved 7 days ago. So I think that, especially given the period of time between when this claim was submitted and the police department submitted their recommendation, I think it is completely appropriate if, say, the police department took a second look at this, called up the insurance company, saw if whether or not there was a claim submitted. Because at the time that the police department was making the recommendation, they may not have had that information. And now would be the appropriate time for the police department to make that phone call. Thank you.
Okay, at this time we have, it's been moved and seconded, unless there's anyone that's looking to make an additional. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without getting into the detail, I make a motion that we hold for till the next meeting with the expectation that the claimant or somehow it come forward and clarifies what Councilman Ricks requested, which is insurance or no insurance on the item that we are voting on. Thank you, Mr. President.
Do we have a second to that? Second by Councilwoman Travis. Okay, so the motion is to hold until the next meeting. The clerk will call the roll. No.
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 Yes.
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr.
No.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're back to favorable action, which was Councilman. It's
favorable action.
Second by Councilman McElroy. Any additional questions or comments? Councilman Ricks, last word on this.
Move to amend to the amount of $200.
Second.
We have a motion. Hold on 1 second. The clerk has brought up a concern.
This is a different amendment. It is in order at this time. So if the amendment is to reduce the award from 1,100 to be 200, moved by Councilman Ricks, is there
A second? I heard a second.
Second.
Second by Councilman Gephardt. So now on the floor, what we're discussing at this time is to approve at the a new amount of $200. Okay. Councilman Howe.
I was second.
Oh, okay. Second by Councilman Howe as well. Councilman Foley.
Point of order only. I see someone in the audience. I don't know if it's appropriate. They were raising their hand. I didn't know if you saw it. Just pointing it out.
I'm sorry, but that was for committee.
Okay.
They weren't here for committee.
No problem. I just wanted to make sure.
Flame it. No, I'm sorry. We can't open it up then. Okay, so at this time, we have a motion to approve for $200. It's been seconded. Is there any questions or comments on that? Councilman Sinapi.
Just clarity, what's the $200 based on? I might have missed it.
Oftentimes, phone deductibles are approximately $200. Here, we have a lack of information. The number of 1,100 seems completely arbitrary. The number $200 seems slightly less arbitrary. So if we are going to have a vote on this evening, then I would suggest that $200 would be a more appropriate number than $1,100, though my preference would be to continue the matter.
Vincent Appy.
We have a approved recommendation for 1,100 from the Deputy Chief of Police. I don't have an approved recommendation for $200, so I'm going with the Deputy Chief of Police.
I apologize, Mr. Snappy. I did not hear that. I didn't hear your comments. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. All I said was the Deputy Chief of Police stated approval of the claim for $1,100. He did not state it for $200, nor is $200 mentioned. I understand the rationale, but I'm going to go with what the Deputy Chief of Police said, which was $1,100.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so this is just on the amendment at this time. So the clerk will call a roll for favorable action to amend $200. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so now before us is a motion. So Councilman Ricks, I'm going to need you to make a motion for favorable action as amended for 200. Get a second, then we can have discussion.
Move favorable action as amended.
Second.
Second by Councilman Foley. Councilman Howe, sorry. Councilman Foley, any comments, additional comments? Any additional comments on this? Okay, so this is for favorable action as amended for $200. The clerk will call the roll. No.
Excuse me, clarification. So if we vote yes, we're awarding it for the $200.
Correct.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is there any other motions that anyone would like to make? Councilman Foley.
We have to move for favorable action in the amount recommended by the police department.
You can make that motion at this
I'm
time.
I'm making a motion, favorable action, the amount $1,100.
Is there a second? Second by Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action in the amount of $1,100. Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
I believe we should probably make a motion to hold this. All right. Unless we have another number. Councilman Howe, you have the floor.
Councilman, Council President, I make a motion that we hold until the next meeting and to include getting the information requested by Councilman Ricks.
I believe we've already voted on that, so it would have to be a different meeting.
Okay. Make a motion to hold until the next meeting.
Or in 1 month?
In 1 month.
Yeah. Do we have a second to that? The second by Councilwoman Travis. Councilman Foley.
I would support that motion if in the motion we could clarify who is responsible for getting us this new information that people are asking for. That is one of those black holes that it falls into, and it falls on the city clerk, who that is not in her job description. So the claim went to the police department. So I would favor an amendment to Councilman House asking that the police department reach out and we, in our motion, clarify what information we want from that claimant.
We got to be careful here. I don't think we can dictate to administrative officials what they have to and has to do. How about this? I will reach out as the council president. Councilman Ricks will write up exactly who he's looking for. I will personally reach out to the claimants and forward any response to the chairman. So I will take responsibility. I will personally do that. You're welcome. So we have a motion to hold. What's the first meeting in? To November 6th. It's been seconds. The clerk will call a roll to hold till November 6th. Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion to hold to 11-6. We move on to new business. First up is PCO 22-23 committee report ordinance. For action, Councilwoman Travis, will you move this for me, please?
I move favorable action on PCO-22-23.
Thank you. Second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments I would not ask earlier this evening in the Ordinance Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Thank you. First passage. Number two this evening is PCR 126-22, committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Just a question for the solicitor. Do we want to address the other part, or should we just plow ahead?
Let's get them. Do we have a second?
We don't have a second at this time. So the committee recommended favorable action. I asked you for action, and then if we can get a second. Second by Councilman Foley. Thank you. And your question, Mr. Sinapi?
So do we need to amend here, or is it up to the General Assembly?
Do you want to address the mission portion, or are you talking about the retro?
Either.
Well, the mission is your purview to update that if you want to amend that portion of the resolution.
I don't have any strong feelings one way or another, especially when the General Assembly is going to be ruling on it.
Then it's available to proceed if that's the wish of the body.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, there was a request to alter the mission statement slightly, given that the General Assembly is going to take it up. I don't mind altering it in here, but it's up to everybody.
Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening, committee? Okay, hearing none, it's been moved and second. The clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 Thank you. Number three this evening is PCR 102-23, committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman McElroy.
I move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe, Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number four this evening is PCR 103-23, Committee Report, Public Properties.
Recommend favorable action with an amendment, the amendment to be read by the City Council Solicitor.
Okay, for action, Councilman McElroy?
I move favorable action with the amendment.
Okay, can we get a second? Second by Councilman Howe, and then Solicitor Walsh.
The amendment is page 1, line 30, deleting the word 50 and inserting in place thereof the word 80.
Okay, any questions or comments on the amendment? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment. Yes.
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 Thank you. Councilman McElroy, do you have a motion as amended?
Move favorable action as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended. Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes. Number five this evening is PCR 104-23, Committee Report, Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes. Referral and advertising, PCO 20-23, an ordinance amending the City of Warwick zoning ordinances, SECO partnership, Verizon Wireless, applicant assessors, plot 332, lots 396, 397, 402, 403, and 470, 176 Winter Ave off of Lorning Ave. We are now moving to unanimous consent. We have one item under unanimous consent, which is PCR 107-23, a resolution authorizing a grant of easement to National Grid for the installation, maintenance, and operation of electric distribution system at Greenwood Elementary School. So the first question is there any objection to hearing this under unanimous consent at this time? Okay, hearing... that there's no objections. We will now hear PCO 107-23. I docketed this. National Grid needs authority from the City Council to go in and do electrical work at Greenwood Elementary School. We're going to see more and more of this. I believe Councilwoman Travis and I had one a couple meetings ago for schools in our areas. They come up. We got to try to move quickly on these so we can get it in. That's why it's under unanimous consent. So are there any questions on that? This just authorizes them the authority to go in and do this electrical work at the elementary school. Okay. This was not in committee. Are there any questions from members of the public on PCO 107-23? Okay. Hearing none. It's been moved and seconded.
Correct. Can I get a motion?
Okay, can I get a motion for favorable action by Councilman Foley?
So moved.
And second by Councilman Howe and Councilwoman Travis. The clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes. Councilman Foley, I believe you have one item to document. Yes. Under unanimous consent.
Under unanimous consent, I ask for unanimous consent to waive Rule 27 and reconsider PCR 63-23, the claim of Leah DeLeon at the October 16th meeting of the Warwick City Council and the Public Safety Committee.
Okay, we'll take that as a motion. Is there a second to Councilman McElroy and Councilman Ricks have seconded this? Is there any objection to hearing this under unanimous consent? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you. Ward 2, anything under unanimous consent to docket?
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
I have one, Mr. President. Unanimous consent. Pass.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Pass.
Ward 9.
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, we move to a docket session.
All those in favor of moving to docket session, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
Yes, a resolution to the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management approving the City of Warwick's submission to the 2024 Recreation Development and Acquisition Grant Program.
Intergovernmental. Ward 2, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
1, Mr. President. A resolution relative to authorizing a telecommunications tower lease at Clegg Field.
Public properties. Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7, I have 1. A resolution in regards to the 2024 City Council calendar. Intergovernmental. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9?
Pass.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned. Have a good evening.